"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's the iHeart app for the John and Ken On Demand podcast.
And where did that come from?
I was going to let it play all, you can play the whole album.
Did you request that? Or
no, I didn't.
I did it on my own.
This is Eric on his own. That's
Eric
beautiful.
Eric is, what, 30 years old?
29.
Oh. What do you know about Tony Bennett?
He did a thing with Lady Gaga a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the Lady Gaga album hit the top 10 in America.
Yeah.
It was a big hit. You know, I've mentioned this before, but just about all the public music that you find in restaurants or any kind of business is 80s music. And most of the kids nowadays know a lot of 70s and 80s music because you can get everything on Spotify. And they're not locked into a format, and they're not locked into an era.
Hmm.
In fact, I saw some radio ratings out of New York, and people in their teens and 20s, two of their top favorite stations are classic rock stations. It just it doesn't work the way it used to.
Right, but teens are not listening to radio by and large, but the percentage that are, yeah, I guess that's
the ones who are listening to the old stuff as much as the new stuff,
right?
Because they can get everything. The two can work together. You can listen online, and then if you listen on the radio, you know a lot of the stuff because you've been wandering around online, wandering around Spotify.
You got to beam yourself back. You hate today. You love everything about the past. The music, the sports.
Hate today. I liked yesterday. Yesterday wasn't bad.
30 people. 30 Google picks, which is pretty high. Of course, 96, the point system, worth much. Ray tells me that a lot of people went old this year, and a lot of them picked a trio of Tony Bennett, Bob Barker, and Jimmy Carter.
All right, was that
they're all approaching 100, right? That was a popular trio of picks, right?
Yeah.
Of course, we always recognize if you go 3 for 3, so, you know, there is that aspect of it, but yeah, the other two were still going, although they're approaching 100 right?
They moved Jimmy Carter out of hospice, which I never heard about before.
Oh, I didn't see that story. I read it about a month ago that he was still in hospice and he was doing okay.
He's doing better than his wife. They said his wife.
Yes, she has dementia.
She has dementia, but he bounced back. And I never remember anybody being pulled out of hospice.
Me either.
Yeah.
But in this case, because he has cancer, he's had a couple of kinds of cancer, it just means we're not going to go to extraordinary means to treat it. I mean, with cancer, is he can take a fast track or a slow track.
Even the cancer's not taking him out. Nothing is.
No, but I don't think he moves around much, right?
Neither does the president.
Should he run again?
Jimmy Carter. Well,
he would fit.
He didn't leave on good terms, but maybe. In fact, I was reading the other day that, well, it was somebody that couldn't understand why Biden has low popularity ratings and was saying it's as low as it's been since Carter was president. But there are reasons for that. We had high inflation with Carter. People were in gas lines. People were angry. Today we're doing well. What's the matter with people? Why aren't they getting behind Biden? I don't understand. It was some columnist who was really frustrated at Biden's low popularity.
Because that columnist
ratings.
He doesn't know normal people. If the inflation rate goes up 10% one year and 4% another year, that's 14% higher than 2 years ago.
Right.
And if they didn't get raises to account for it, and most people didn't, then yeah, life is tougher. That is somebody completely divorced.
Well, they wanted to point out the last few months inflation's been easing, so people should start to come off of that topic.
No, because because he's wrong, because of what I just said. Once it goes up 3% or 5% or 10%, it's up permanently. And even if it goes from 10 to 3, well, that's another 3% on top of the 10%. So it's not like it went down 3%.
But they're always comparing it to the year before, which I always find odd.
That's arbitrary nonsense.
It is arbitrary nonsense to just say, oh, well, you know, July of 2022, it was this, and now it's this. So
if you didn't get a significant raise in the last 2 years, then you have, 13% less purchasing power with your money.
So you're pretty good at this. Who's left from, I guess, that Frank Sinatra era as singer?
Oh, wow. I don't know if anybody's left.
That's what I wondered this morning when I heard this. Right. And he was like, I think he's like 10 years younger than Sinatra was, but he came from the same
era, yeah.
Right. Dean Martin, those kinds of singers.
He might,
in the 30s, 40s, and even into the 50s.
Yeah. I don't know. He might be the last one.
Oh, wow.
Now, what do we got? So you mock me, except a lot of...
We like Elton John. I went to his last concert.
No, I know, but even he's retired.
Well, not yet.
He's not dead.
He's not retired yet. He still has to finish off some shows. He promised that the pandemic delayed them, and everyone's joking that maybe he's not going to quit because he still has a show or two left to do.
Well, because he goes home and does what? He's been performing for like 55 years. Then he's going to go home what? You count your money?
Well, he already has time off. There's things he probably does. So,
Yeah.
He's got a couple of sons. There's things he can do.
I don't know. If you could have 50,000 people screaming and enjoying your music, There's nothing at home that's gonna match that thrill.
Yeah, but at some point you can't be as on as you were when you were 40 or 50 years old.
He could just sit at the piano and sing his slow songs, and he's still gonna sell stadiums out.
All right, I walked into another anti-retirement speech, so I'll just step back and do something else. Oh, I mentioned this yesterday, and am I a prophet or what? Remember, I said yesterday we haven't had a flex alert, right?
Yeah.
With all the heat, I was expecting... Oh. Well, there was a small sort of one last night. Cal ISO issued an emergency alert last night at 7:30 and pulled it back at 8:30. It looked like the grid was in some sort of danger, so they put out an alert.
I just read that Looney Tune, Sammy Roth, in the El Segundo Times, claiming that we had all this extra battery power stored. And so that these shortages of electricity are going to be a thing of the past.
Well.
Oh, he was wrong the same day he wrote the article. How about that?
It was in the EEA1 alert, which is like the lowest.
Uh-huh.
Where they rate tornadoes and stuff. When you get to EEA3, then you might have power outages.
Mm-hmm.
But we were at one, it just means we're on alert. And I think I read the story this morning that they got the additional power that they needed. Did they steal it again from some other state?
Yeah, they stole it. we're not even the hottest part of the year yet.
We're not.
No, that's
Sometimes that's October.
Right, yeah.
Right, remember the traditional fire season would come with the Santa Ana winds later in the year.
Yeah, we're a month away from the real flex alert stuff. By the way, our tax money... My tax money, your tax money, is being used for some yo-yo to send me a text telling me that it's going to be a dangerous heat situation from Friday to Sunday. Take steps to stay cool. Complete with a link if I want to get the advice in Spanish.
Was this the county, the city sent you this, or you don't know?
Well, I got everything. I got L.A. City sent me a text, and then I got L.A. County send me a couple of warnings on my email. Ooh. I got three warnings.
Yeah, I got that, too.
I've lasted this long, and I've figured out what to do when it gets hot. How come I'm paying tax money for some idiot to send me messages? I don't need any messages.
You should block the sender. Right.
Yeah, I am going to block. It's an excellent idea. I want to be taken off these lists. They piss me off.
Yeah, it's for the dumb people, and it makes the politicians feel like they're doing something, right? We're reaching out to people and helping them cope.
When I was a kid, going to Catholic school, the nuns never bothered us if it was too hot. You had to figure things out yourself. Now we need, like, mommy, daddy, government. Are you okay? Oh. Are you okay? Are you okay?
But do you know that there are still ding-dongs out there that leave their dogs outside with no shade in 110-degree weather? I have to get messages on the Nextdoor app, people talking about a black lab and, you know, something horrible happened to this lab who was outside. I couldn't even click on it.
Deborah, are we going to do this until there's nobody left that ever does that? There's always going to be idiots to do that.
Oh, I know, but I can't. It's
like they leave them in the car. They leave the baby in the car.
I just don't understand it. Why we have to tell people these
things. Well, I'm with John. I'm tired of managing the world for the least of us.
That's what I'm saying. You should just know that. You should know that a black lab or a dog.
It's the same with the homeless problem and everything we talk about. In fact, when we come back, we're also going to be talking about that kind of thing again. And this, I think this is where we draw a line in the sand on this story, because I mentioned the flex alert and electricity. This idea, which many believe is eventually going to take shape, that a good portion of your electric bill is going to be based on your household income. We have got to fight this.
Oh, that's pure communism.
Tooth and nail, we've got to fight this. And this will lead to everything being based on your household income, everything you're charged. It'd be funny one day if the government regulated when you go to the grocery store, if you make over $100,000 a year, the steak's more expensive. But you prove your income to the cashier, you'll get it for 20% less. Well, everything would have to be paid for based on your household income. That seems to be the way we're going.
It should be. Food should be.
Because, like I said, everything I was focused on the least of us, the idiots of us. Everything.
Morons who can't figure it out. Somehow they're 75 years old and they never bought an air conditioner. And I got to pay for that somehow.
Or a fan? Anything?
Yeah. Or a bucket of ice they could stick their head in.
Hire somebody to stand there and wave a fan over your... All right. When we come back, we'll talk about that, but we'll give you a chance at money. That'll help you out, right? We still have the inflation compensation contest. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. The obsession in California used to be about the water, but we had a pretty good winter. Lots of rain. A lot of the reservoirs are full. We're not hearing much about the drought anymore. Next up is the electricity. California has got an average retail electricity price double the national average. And we all know the reason for that. These idiots in charge think we're going to go all renewable. To do that's expensive. They want to go all renewable, I think, by the year 2050 is still the projection. However, the reason we're talking about this is because they've been studying for quite some time now, and they snuck this into a bill last year. It was called a budget trailer bill. This whole idea of rate restructuring your electricity bills. The bottom line is pretty simple. They're going to break it out into two things, a fixed charge and a variable charge. The variable charge is, you know, how much electricity you use in your house. But the fixed charge, which allegedly pays for just like the whole power infrastructure, the company behind PG&E, whoever it is, and all the lines and everything else all out there, that's where they're going to go after wealthier people. The idea is if you make more income, you're going to pay more of a fixed charge. In fact, if your income less than 28 grand a year, you just pay a $15 monthly fee. But if you make, and it's not a lot, households earning more than $180,000 a year, you have to pay $85 a year to Edison. And if you happen to be down there in San Diego, $128 a month.
Is that legal?
Would be your fixed. Well, they haven't done it yet, so
I can't answer that question. But I'm serious. Is that legal? Because I the other day, and this didn't get as much notice as it should. Who's that jackass who runs the Assembly Public Safety Committee?
Reggie Jones Sawyer.
He actually said that he doesn't care if some of the stuff they do is unconstitutional because California does
is its own nation, right?
It's its own nation.
We have our own constitution.
Right? And I'm hearing some of these ideas, and I'm thinking, I don't think you can charge somebody more because they make more.
That doesn't seem right.
It seems like that would that's some kind of discrimination.
And but they're calling electricity equity. Double E.
But wait a second.
They're not calling it that. I made that up. But
that's a good phrase.
They're also trying to figure out there are 14 million households in the state. And then they have to figure out if they're really going to do this. How are they going to verify your income?
Well, that's what I was getting to. What are they going to confiscate our bank records?
Well, the state gets your tax records, right?
Right. So
franchise tax.
So the state is going to give our private tax records over to a utility so they can charge us more for electricity?
Yeah. Allegedly, they're going to hire a third party administrator to verify your income. But you're right. They'd have to eventually give that information to the utility so they could figure out the charge rates.
The only way they would get it is by going to the state and getting our tax records. Right, yeah. Those are confidential.
Right.
They can't do this.
Well, the one thing the story says in CalMatters is, and of course the Democrats are in charge, and this is the Public Utilities Commission. Right now they haven't completely been on the same page as to how they want to carry this out.
Yeah, so try the legal
page. It's not going to happen tomorrow or even probably next year.
Ray, get me a lawyer.
But I like the way the unforeseen consequences category. A couple of people in the article cited said, wait a minute. And we had the same debate about, remember, John, solar equity, that some of the people that have been putting in solar panels on their roof, what do you know? They're higher income folk. But they're helping the state save energy. Isn't that a good thing? And they're complaining in this story saying, we're doing all this stuff to get our bill down, but now we're going to have to pay a fixed fee based on our income, which has nothing to do with our usage? That ain't right.
No, you can't satisfy them ever. That's why you should not be one of these naive little saps and try to appease these monsters. They don't care that you're trying to do the right thing and put solar panels up or keep your electric. They don't care. What they want to do is control your life and punish you if you're too successful. Now, if that's what you want, if you're one of those masochists that likes to get naked on their hands and knees and get beaten, go right ahead. But those of us who aren't masochists, who don't want to get beaten because we're successful, we gotta scream bloody murder on this, and get an advocate, a public advocate. Where are the Republican legislators here?
Oh, they have spoken up about this.
Oh, I can't hear them.
They don't get a lot of media play.
No, they don't. They don't.
Well, one of them's mentioned in the article, Brian Jones. Maybe we'll get him on the air next week. He's one of the ones that's talking about the problems with this.
Why not make that everything? Everything in life, you have to pay more if you're rich. We should pay more for food, right?
Right.
You should pay more for food if you're wealthy. More for electricity. More for your clothing.
That's what I'm thinking, that eventually they can apply this to many things.
But they can't.
This is semi-regulated, so they have a little more say over it than, you know, what you pay at the grocery store.
I don't think so. I don't see
how long before you have to show your proof of income to get gas because they'll charge richer people more for gas, the state.
I don't see how they execute this without violating laws that would be quickly disposed of in a court.
PG&E reported a $16.8 billion gross profit, a 3% bump. Edison went up 15% better than the prior year, $10.9 billion in gross profits, and then San Diego Gas and Electric, I think that's where the rates are the highest, from what I understand. They got a profit of nearly $10 billion. Okay. So they're not hurting.
No, this is the electricity in California. It is a complete racket. You are getting screwed bloody, every one of us, because, as you said, the electricity here is twice as much as the rest of the country.
It's twice the national average.
So they're simply stealing money from you, and you're letting them.
And it's not talked about as much as gas prices are. And I understand the anger over gas prices, but people got to start looking at their electric bill. They kind of do this already with things like the phone bill. Don't they have like a small charge on the end of your phone bill for poor people? Is there something about
that? Yeah. What? For people who can't afford a phone. There's homeless people with phones now. What's that about?
But they have to pay for the phone. So this is
subsidized. Yes, you have to pay. You have to go to work.
Now you're getting hostile.
That is the answer to everything. You don't have enough money. Work more.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you go to that app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. Did you see the Hunter Biden story they put on the Daily Mail?
No.
Hunter came to visit his lawyer here in Los Angeles, in Pacific Palisades. And the Daily Mail has a photo of his lawyer hitting the bong on the balcony of his house.
Doing what?
He's sucking on his bong.
Who?
The lawyer. Kevin Morris. Lawyer. Yes.
Wow.
Gray-haired guy. That's what he's doing.
Well, he's allowed to, imbibe.
He's on the front porch of his house, and he's got one of those glass bongs, and he is inhaling deeply. Well, his lawyer's up. Just like Hunter.
Is this the lawyer for the whole IRS case?
Let me see. They call him his hotshot lawyer, smoking from a large bong on the balcony of his L.A. home. And Hunter was visiting at the time that Morris was smoking on the balcony, clearly visible from the street. Look at that, right in front of people.
I looked around for what they call mainstream media stories on the whole bribe thing.
Oh,
the only one I really found was the Associated Press. When you dig through the story, again, this is the IRS whistleblowers who testified before Congress. Republicans called them and they said that they certainly should have charged Hunter Biden with felonies. And then there's this story that an FBI informant says that the reason that Hunter Biden was on the Burisma board was so that he and his dad could take bribes and help get a prosecutor fired in Ukraine. Right? All that.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have taken $10 million to be a part of getting that prosecutor fired. And, well, it's claimed by the alternative media, if you want to call it that, that this has already been looked at. quote, it's old news. It was investigated when Trump was impeached in 2019 into 2020 by the Justice Department, which Trump oversaw as the president, and it went nowhere. And I looked at it and I said, so you're almost making it sound like this is the Russian dossier story, except it's flipped. And now it's a Democrat president, too, that it's some sort of hoax.
Well,
it says here, even some Republicans say they can't be certain of the FBI informant's story. It's just a story right now, so therefore there's nothing actionable necessarily.
Well, there's nothing actionable because what you need is the guy who runs Burisma to show off the documents and the recordings that he has.
The recordings, yeah, I know.
But Hunter Biden did have millions of dollars because he's pled guilty to evading taxes on that money.
Right.
So who did he get that money from and for what? That's all legitimate. It's already part of the public record that he had this money and didn't pay taxes on it.
Right.
Right. So it's not nothing. It's because, first of all, the media doesn't cover this anymore because it's critical of Joe Biden. So it's not 1978 anymore. That's really the bottom line. So whoever's going to cover it, you got to go with their coverage. Because, when something happens to a Republican, you're not going to see Fox and the New York Post covering it either. So that's the way it goes. Nobody has that job anymore. Nobody has the job of covering everybody equally, fairly, without regard to their political beliefs. Nobody does that.
So we'll see if there's any follow-up on this by either side, but particularly the Republicans in the House. And, of course, they have to get the Justice Department to do something, and that's not likely at this point since it's, Biden's Justice Department. So
maybe reopen this
to do something and to take another look at this and maybe try to find that Ukrainian gas company guy with his alleged recordings and proof.
Maybe everybody knows. And it just depends who's in power as to whether it gets exposed or not.
Yeah. Because they're saying this U.S. attorney, David Weiss, the guy, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, he was actually appointed by Trump. So they're saying, you're pointing at him and he gave Hunter Biden lenient treatment, but this is a Trump appointee. So what's with that? So that was his second claim about the case.
I don't know. Maybe it's not that simple. Just because Trump appointed somebody or somebody in his administration did doesn't mean the guy is squeaky clean when it comes to
also
integrity or influence.
We have a different president and you want to keep your job.
Well, yeah. Who's the boss
now? You may not want to really, rattle the cage there by going too strong on the Biden family.
What matters is who's the boss now and what leverage do they have over you and what orders are you under? There's a lot of unspoken orders that these guys work under. And everybody's constantly lying and covering up and giving their spin, and it's really hard to know what's real, right? It gives you a headache trying to figure this out. Well, he's a Trump appointee. Well, he's working for Biden. Or he's a Biden appointee. He's this. He's that. Look, either the stuff is true or it isn't. And there's nobody you can trust anymore to give you the straight news, nor is there anybody in public life that you can trust who's going to give you the direct evidence. And it holds up.
Yeah, the parties now are so biased and the media is so biased that you're really looking at two different worlds now.
Well, it's a game.
When I wake up in the morning and start looking at websites, it is like watching and looking at two different worlds because I look at both the progressive left-wing sites, the right-wing sites, and they're all focusing on different things.
But the neutral site doesn't exist anymore because nobody reads that. Nobody wants that. There's no market for it anymore. See, these news agencies only exist because there's a market for them.
Right.
And once they identify the market, the news is going to be tailored to those people. Like the Times decided to go with woke progressives. I guess that's all that reads the paper. So these people endlessly love race and gender stories and climate change and COVID scares. They must. Because I look at these stories, you can tell how popular a story is by how long it stays on the front page of the website. And some of these stories stay there for 2 or 3 days, and some of them are gone in an hour. So you can tell what the hit records are in just a couple of days. And I'm thinking, okay, now who's into this? So, it's a woke progressive paper. They don't even bother to cover right-wing stuff. Yeah, same thing with the New York Times. New York Times has like 10 million subscribers. You can tell who they are.
Right, but the same thing is true for the right-wing sites.
Yeah.
Fox News, New York Post, the stories they cover are to feed their audience. And there are a lot of anti-Biden stuff.
A lot
of stuff like the country's being ruined by the woke crowds, all that stuff.
The Fox News website is ridiculous. It panders to like the lowest level Yahoo. Complete nonsense much of the time. So you see who they're targeting, but I don't know of a site that is targeted towards somebody who just wants to know the truth.
Yeah, would like to see both things from a level-headed perspective.
Just the facts. Just give me the facts as to what happened.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, a story we talked about earlier this week in Santa Monica on the promenade. A Santa Monica city councilman got attacked by an out-of-his-mind vagrant. The vagrant was tearing up some signs on the promenade, and apparently Councilman Phil Brock said to him, "Sir, would you please just," this is his story, "please just put that in the trash. Don't just throw it on the ground." And then he attempted to attack the councilman, who actually subdued the vagrant till the police came. Anyway, we're going to talk to John Alley, part of the coalition of residents and business owners in Santa Monica that have been fighting for years for the city to do something about the vagrant problem, where even the Cobelts are afraid to go. So, didn't you just mention the other day?
We were running away from a crazy guy who was shouting to an imaginary woman who had wronged him.
Well, he may have had a real problem. Why didn't you stop and help him?
There's no help for these people. You have to put them in a mental institution.
You should have sat down like a therapist and said, let's talk about this woman that's obviously...
And how does he even know that it was that he was talking to an imaginary woman?
Because he was screaming, "You're the most selfish woman ever."
Oh.
Yeah, there was there was a definite imaginary breakup happening.
How do you know it wasn't his mother or something?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Some people get very testy.
You know, the thing, we got to get rid of this idea. Oh, why don't we help them? You can't help them. How about this? They're beyond help. You have to put them away. If there was a way to help them, we wouldn't have this problem.
Speaking of help, this one got my attention today because I was thinking about this the other day because there's somebody I know and somebody I actually knew when I was back in high school who was never, ever on time for anything. We want to. The thing is, if you wanted to rent a tennis court, you got to be there so you can start hitting and playing because you only get an hour, right? You got to pay for the court, and somebody else will come right behind you. Yeah. So sometimes it's somewhat important that you're on time. Or if you want to go to a movie, there's previews before, but eventually the movie starts. You want to go in and see the movie. You get annoyed by people who are not on time. Well, apparently they have a medical condition. There is a number of medical experts who say it's real. It's called time blindness. We have some audio to play of a Gen Z girl who says that she has this problem.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time, you know? And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job.
Yeah.
You know, provided you're trying your absolute best to be there.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like, "Your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace." And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time when there's other solutions that we can look to. I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Well, yeah.
And then I ask that person, how can you feel good about yourself upholding this kind of system? And then to think, I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitlement.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
That's a real...
It's a TikTok video.
It's not a skit, though. Performance?
Not AI.
No, that's a real girl who really believes that?
Yeah.
Young woman identified...
Yeah.
Sarah Treffren? Time blindness is a difficulty with perception of time, how much time has passed, how much time it's going to take to do something, and it can be quite impairing to people, said Stephanie Sarkis, a psychotherapist.
Who's making money diagnosing this crap?
apparently it's an offshoot of ADHD.
No, it's not. It's somebody who doesn't have self-discipline. That's all. It's somebody who's can't control their impulses. People who are late impulses to do other stuff, and they
you're just not disciplined.
They're
exactly.
not disciplined. You're going to be a loser. You're going to be a failure.
I hate people that are late.
She wants accommodations.
No.
So
tell her no.
Somebody joked and said, oh, can they accommodate it the other way too if you're supposed to be paid on the first, not pay it to the 30th? Because they have, you know, paycheck blindness.
Paycheck blindness.
The problems of figuring out the date. Dr. Michael Mano says, everybody has time blindness at times.
No, they don't.
That really clears it up.
That's garbage.
We all get caught up in something and we get in the zone. Some people with ADHD, though, are more prone to having difficulty being able to judge how long something will take to do and lose track of time.
All that is horse feces. That is nonsense. Completely made up to excuse irresponsibility and a lack of discipline. What, does time blindness only hit now, this generation? That's it. You know what? I can't even stomach this.
Apparently, what some people do that have this condition is they constantly set alarms on their watches, and it drives other people crazy.
It's not a condition. It's not a condition. You don't.
You're rejecting the medical world here.
There's no such thing. Yes, that diagnosis is a scam. That psychologist probably charges people in order to give them some kind of time therapy, and she's ripping people off.
Ferrer might as well have come up with this diagnosis. As the youngest person on the show, I got to say, as John would say, this is a bunch of horse manure. Because I hate being late myself. So I always try and get somewhere either 5 minutes early or right on time. Because it's like, to me, if you're on time, you're late.
All right.
Think about it. If we all had time blindness, we wouldn't be able to start the show every day at 1 o'clock because we'd forget.
My son plays baseball. He said if you show up later, let's say your practice starts at 8. If you show up at 5 to 8, you're taking laps around the ball field.
Exactly.
He goes, that cures you real fast.
Exactly.
He goes, nobody's ever late because nobody wants to take a lap.
No.
I remember in school, if you were late, you got detention. You were stuck after school for a week.
Plus, rude. It's rude to have people wait for you. That's what I don't like. If you have a plan to go meet somebody for dinner and let's just say you decided at 6 and then they show up at 6:20 and I've been waiting since 6, that's just so rude.
Yeah, my assumption is you don't care if you're late. You're not focused on this. You're not that interested.
It's not
in
that
this,
important
so.
Because if you were told, hey, if you show up exactly at 6, you're going to win $1 million, you'd be there because you value the $1 million. That's always the test with these people. But if they're showing up at 6:20, then they don't really want to have dinner with you.
All right, when we return.
And you tell that to your husband.
My husband's always early. It's not my husband.
We will bring on John Alley once again, the Santa Monica Coalition. That's a group of business people and residents who are trying to do something about the problem, particularly with drug use, the homeless. There's dead bodies. This latest chapter is the attack on a council member by the name of Phil Brock the other day on the promenade. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.